Well, so we continue on Kuf Tesvav 115b. We left off in the middle of the daf. The Gemara says Bishlama, pretty much right in the middle of the page. Bishlama Shnishbara Chazio. So if, remember, we're talking about the case of the Eser Chavios Shel Tevel Tomei, the 10 barrels of the Temel that's Tomei. So the Gemara says Bishlama Shnishbara Chazio. So if the barrel breaks, then ultimately, again, the wine that is saved could still be used by a coin. Because remember, the way the Gemara set it up is that the situation is that the wine is being held in, or the top of the barrel has some type of netting that prevents all of the wine from spilling out immediately. But if the wine ultimately is, if there's gilui means it's uncovered, then what is it usable for? Meaning with pashtos, once you leave liquids uncovered overnight, they become fundamentally unusable. Maybe you'll say that even if it's not usable for drinking or consumption, it's usable for zilof. Zilof means sprinkling. So what they would do is they would sprinkle wine in their homes to create a pleasant scent. But yet we learned that water that was left uncovered should not be spilled in Rosh Hasharabim, nor should they be used to go ahead and create mortar. Follow Yerbat Ben Azabayis, nor should one go ahead and use them. Yerbat Ben Azabayis means they used to have dirt floors. So they would sprinkle water on the floors to keep the dirt down. Follow Yashka Mahemes Behemto, and you should not use it to water your animals. Follow Behemas Chavero, not your friend's animal either. So you see from here that even liquids that were left uncovered, the idea still is one is not supposed to use it out of concern that if there's venom there, that venom could enter the body through other ways, to which the Gemara answers, to avar le b'masnenes. The case is where you put the liquid through a masnenes. Masnenes is a sieve or a strainer. The idea is that if there is venom in there, ultimately it would come out. Gemara says, Kireb Nechemio, Tesanya Masanenes Yeshbo Mishim Gilui. Because ultimately the Braisa says that even if you strain the liquid, there is still an issue ultimately of Gilui. There's still an issue of the venom. Rabbi Nechemio, when is that true? Bizman shatachtona magula. That's only true if the lower utensil in which you are pouring the contents into is open. Aval bizman shatachtona mechusa. But ultimately, if it's the lower receptacle that you're pouring it into that has the sieve or the strainer or the cloth that's straining, then you could strain out the venom. Afa pishayona magula. Ein b'mishim gilui, v'fisha aras shal nachash domer l'sfug, v'tzaf v'omeid b'mkomo. Because ultimately, again, snake venom is like a sponge, and it will float up, it floats really on the wine, and it will remain in place. To which the Gemara says, itmar Allah, amar b'simin, amar b'shoban levi, lo shanu ela shalotarko. Furthermore, the Gemara says, this is only true, b'shoban levi says, this is only true when you didn't mix the wine after it was left uncovered. Aval tarku asr, but ultimately if one did mix the wine after the gilui, then the wine would be asr because the venom would get mixed in. Hasam nami afshar, temanach midi apuma de chavisa de shafile. To which the Gemara says here, there's also another possibility that you could place an item. So they're talking over here about like not a sieve or not a strainer, but more like a cloth that would have been used as a type of filter, and you would put that on the opening of the receptacle and pour the wine through that. Ultimately, again, if you pour the wine, Rashi points out that this only works if the wine is poured slowly, then the venom will come out. To which the Gemara says, but 1 second. But according to Rabbi Nechemia, ultimately, again, can we go ahead and separate truma from tevel that is tomei? So the Gemara says, "Vahatanya tarmin mina tomei alat tomei." You could separate our truma from that which is tomei. Or you could separate truma from tomei. You could separate truma mina tomei al hatomei. So you could go ahead and use tomei produce to go ahead and separate out truma smaiser from that which is tomei as well. Umina tohor al hatomei. You could take from that which is tar and that which is tomei. Umina tohor al hatomei. Aval lo min hatomei al hatar. But you cannot go ahead and separate out from that which is tomei to rectify that which is tar. Rabbi Nechemia, says, af min hatomei al hatomei lo hitirul. So Nehemia says that even for that which is tamei, on that which is tamei, you cannot go ahead and take that as truma. Elo bishal demai. The only place you can do this, we'll say, is in a situation of demai. So remember again, demai refers to produce of an amo aretz that midrabanon is treated as untithed produce, even on midaraisa, we could assume that even ame haaret in fact do take trumas and maestros. Hachanami b'shel demai. Fine. Amar mar u'b'shemen lo yasek im mehefzid koin. So, boss, remember again, the Gemara said that you could go ahead and when you could go ahead and separate out from the barrel of tame of tevel that is tame, you could separate out trumas meiser, but one should not do this ultimately with oil. So what's the pshat? The Gemara said because it represents a hefset, a loss to the coin. Maishno shemen. So we'll say why is it that shemen is treated differently than wine? Deroi lahadlik, because ultimately shemen is not only usable for consumption, but shemen is also usable for illumination purposes. You could kindle it. You could kindle it. So, and therefore, again, its loss represents something much more significant. Yain nami roi lazelov. But 1 second, wine also has another purpose other than just consumption. Wine could be used for the sprinkling to create a nice smell in the house. V'chitemo zelov lav milsihi. So maybe you'll say that sprinkling is not significant. V'amr shmo mishn rabbi chiyo. Bet shmo zelim rabbi chiyo. Shosin milug b'sela. O mizalfin milug b'shtayim. So it's interesting. Rabbi chiyo said that wine that you could buy a lug of drinking wine for a sela, but wine that you use for sprinkling for aromatic purposes, you would pay two. So you see that the value of wine for scent purposes, in fact, is even more expensive than wine that is used for drinking purposes. To which the Gemara says, "Hachamaskinon, what's the case over here? Hachamaskinon bechadash." We're talking about new wine. So new wine, because it's new, doesn't have really a developed aroma. So because of that, it wasn't usually used for sprinkling. Ay, v'haroi liyashno. So, but 1 second. But even if it's new now, you could hold on to it for a while and it will become suitable for aromatic purposes. Asi be lidei takola. To which the Gemara says, well, we don't want to hold on to this type of wine that is tummy, because one may go ahead and accidentally consume it, and if one consumes it, one is ingesting truma that is tame. Shemen ami asi be lidei takhala. But 1 second, shemen also, you could go ahead and come to some type of obstacle, to some meaning, you could end up making a mistake with it as well. To which the Gemara says, no, because the shemen you're going to put in a disgusting utensil, so you won't come to use it. Yai nami manoch le beklimos. So 1 second, but wine you could also put in a klimos, in a disgusting kli, and perhaps that will prevent you from inadvertently using it. Hashta lezelov kaboile bikli manos kamochle. So it doesn't make sense, because if you're going to potentially use it for sprinkling, would you go ahead and put it in a klimos? And of course, the answer to that is no. So we'll say so, because obviously by putting in a klimos, that would take away its ability to have a natural, a nice scent. So we'll stop over here, and Emir Hashem will pick up with this takala. Now the next part of the Gemara is going to be takala atzma tanaihi. The notion is, now the Gemara is going to end off with this sugya. Well, I should say we'll pick up with this sugya, which is the notion of holding on to things that are prohibited out of a concern that if one retains possession of these items, one may come to inadvertently go ahead and transgress. So whether or not it is prohibited to hold on to things that are prohibited, lest you come to use them, we're going to see the Machlokes Tanoim, which Emir Tashem will continue with tomorrow. First, I wishing all of you a wonderful, restful, and peaceful Shabbos. Looking forward to continuing the daf tomorrow.